أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. سبح لله ما في السماوات وما في الأرض وهو العزيز الحكيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا لم تقولون ما لا تفعلون. كبر مقتا عند الله أن تقولوا ما لا تفعلون. إن الله يحب الذين يقاتلون في سبيله صفا كأنهم بنيان مرصوص. صدق الله العظيم. These are the opening ayat of Surah As-Saff, the surah or the opening verses of the surah had been revealed to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on an occasion when Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Salam radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that some of the Sahaba of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had sat down and they deliberated and they began to speak amongst themselves that if only we come to know what is that action that is most beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then we will engage ourselves in that deed, in that action. In one narration, they even went as far as saying that we would dedicate our lives, our wealth, everything we have, all our resources for that action that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala loves most. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed these verses and part of the surah. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala begins by saying, سَبَّحَ لِلَّهِ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَا فِي الْأَرْضِ, that whatever is in the skies and whatever is in the earth makes tasbih, glorifies, celebrates the perfection of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. وَهُوَ الْعَزِيزُ الْحَكِيمُ, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is al-aziz, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is almighty, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is all-wise. Now in response to these Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum ajma'in that obviously had a very noble intention, and in fact this should be the intention of every mu'min, every believer, that whatever is most beloved to Allah, whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves most, we should pursue, we should use our resources in that aspect. But Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala here addresses Sahaba, and Allah ta'ala subsequently then addresses the whole ummah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Allah says, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu lima taquluna ma la taf'alun. O you who have brought iman, why do you say that which you do not do? Now it seems as though from the outward, if we relate this ayah to what Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum ajma'in had said, then there seems to be some dislike in the tone of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala was making the islah and the reformation of Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum ajma'in. And all of us would take note of this, that although the intention was a very noble intention, but obviously Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is also reprimanding, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is also warning us that when we make intentions to do any good deed, then we should be very cautious, that we should not feel, we should not have the thought, there should never be this frame of mind that we are the ones that will be able to accomplish whatever we have intended to do, that we ourselves have the spiritual ability to fulfill it, or we have the physical ability to fulfill it, and we will be able to open and remove all the impediments and all the barriers, and we possess the capability to do whatever we intend to do. But we should always remember that whatever our intention be, it is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who will grant us the tawfiq. It is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who will grant us the spiritual ability to carry out whatever we intended. If there is no tawfiq, there is no guidance from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then how are we going to carry out that deed? And hence here, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds us of this very, very important aspect that, O insan, O my banda, O my servants, you cannot do on your own. You will not be able to spend 1 cent in the path of Allah if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not desire that. You will not be able to move a limb in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala if Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala does not desire that. So hence Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asked the ummah then, لِمَ تَقُولُونَ مَا لَا تَفْعَلُونَ. Why are you saying that which you do not do? Now that is the one aspect in correlation with the reason of the revelation or the circumstances in which the ayah was revealed. But in general sense also, that a person does not carry out a deed and he makes this da'wah, he makes this claim that I am doing this or I am doing that, that is obviously totally impermissible and disliked by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So if you have intended something, then put your trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and seek the guidance of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. If you are not doing anything, do not claim to be doing something that you are not doing. Kabura maqatan indallah. It is a greatly detested thing in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. An taqulu ma la taf'alun. That you say that which you do not do, the false claims that you are making. Now this should not be mixed up with another aspect of our deen, and that is sometimes a person is unable to carry out a deed and he invites someone or he reminds someone else to carry out that particular deed. Now this ayat does not refer to that, that somebody perhaps is not engaged in an optional ibadat and he invites somebody else to engage in that optional ibadat, he speaks about the virtue, etc., then this ayat is not referring to that aspect of da'wat. That should continue and one should have the hope and pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we ourselves would also carry out those deeds. Inna Allaha yuhibbu alladhina yuqatiluna fi sabilihi saffa. What is that deed that is most beloved to Allah? Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala discloses that here in this ayat. Allah says certainly Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves those people yuqatiluna fi sabilihi, who fight in his way, who fight in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They go out in jihad fi sabilillah. And how do they fight? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives a brief description. Saffan, they fight standing in their ranks, standing in their rows, and they face the enemy. كَأَنَّهُمْ بُنْيَانٌ مَرْصُوصٌ. And how they do it is like as though they are a very strong wall, a very strong building that has been erected, and they stand so close together, they stand with such great courage together, and they ward off the enemies of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And obviously this is that aspect of our deen that we found Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum ajma'in fulfilling. They fulfill the obligation, and hence here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows that this is the most beloved deed in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We should have the intention always that if ever the opportunity arises, then we will also be ready for this great deed that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has spoken about here, and Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala loves it the most that a person goes out, goes forth in the path of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. May Allah ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.